Welcome to the Scott Townsend Show, brought to you by Dietzel Man Productions.
You know, 9:55. And she goes, why would they be wanting to fly you to Midwest, you know, Chicago and Atlanta? So I said, well, put me on that flight. She goes, okay. So she gets in and she's looking at it and she goes, your ticket's voided. We can't make any changes to it. How did you get to Dallas? I said, on your airplanes. She goes, on this ticket? I said, yeah. And she goes, this doesn't make any sense. So why can't you just move it? She goes, we can move it, but your ticket's no good and it's not going to be taken at the gate. And I should have said, well, hell, it's worked twice already. Why ain't it going to work a third time?
Hey, this is Scott Townsend. Welcome back to the Scott Townsend Show. Today I have a frequent guest on this show, Keith Clark. And he's going to share, he's a frequent flyer with Southwest Airlines. And however, his recent flight with Southwest Airlines left him with a nightmare he won't soon forget. In this interview, Keith shares his story of what happened on a series of Southwest flights.
Tell me what happened today.
I left the hotel at 9 o'clock. I was like a half a mile from the airport, and my flight was like at 11. I take off, and I'm trying to get drop the rental car back off. And I put in my GPS, Avis car rental return, which I did a couple years ago, and it took me out to a vacant field. So I thought, well, surely they got it fixed. So I take off, and I'm going, and I'm going, and I'm going. And it doesn't take me to the vacant field, but it takes me up this weird ramp. And next thing I know, I'm in going through arrivals, and I'm backed up in traffic, and I'm like, where's the rental car place? And all of a sudden it says, you're here. And I look around, there's no rental car place. So I circle through that mess. I come back. This time I decide I'm going to go to two departures looking for the rental car sign. I can't find that either. It's GPS.
And you're in Florida?
You're here. I'm in Florida at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. So I'm going along and I'm weaving around. And this is my second time through that mess. Now I'm in departures. I come out of there and finally I stop and ask some maintenance guy. He goes, oh, you got to go to the airport. I said, I've done that like twice. So this time I went down and it told me to turn. I turned a different place. And finally, the third time, I get up and I go through the departures again. And I finally see a sign that says, rental return. My GPS is telling me to go one way. And I said, I ain't going that way. I just shut it off and followed it. Got my, so I'm already 25 to 30 minutes trying to drop a rental car off.
Thank you for joining me, Scott Townsend Show. We'll be back right after this.
Before we continue, the best way to support the Scott Townsend Show is by telling friends, family members, and becoming a patron at patreon.com/the Scott Townsend Show. So yeah, we have awesome perks, personalized videos, personalized episodes, all kinds of cool stuff at different tier levels. Patreon allows us to do the show full-time, part-time, anytime. So thank you so much for your support.
But then I get to the airport, I check in, I go through Southwest, get my boarding pass to go home, and I get it. I go up to the gate, and it is delayed, or we're getting up ready to go in, and they said, oh, we got a problem with the aircraft. We can't use it. So everything's got delayed. So then they put up on the board that it was going to be delayed to like 5 o'clock tonight. This was from like 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock, which I was like, I ain't getting home. So then I called my travel agency and said, hey, get me on a flight home on another airline. So they said, there's a Delta flight leaving at 1 o'clock at a terminal 2, and said, hey, book it. It's going to be like $500, but I didn't care. I just wanted to get home. So I get my ticket. They book it. I'm waiting for the ticket to process. And they said, go tell Southwest that you're not going to be on their flight because you have to get home sooner than tomorrow or whatever. And
right.
So I did that, and I'm you know, I'm standing in line. About that time I hear, oh, we got another airplane. So we're going to be fine. So I get up to the gate. The lady goes, yeah, if you're going to Dallas, we got it fixed now. Boom. So I call back, get a different travel agency because you can't ever talk to the same person. And right. The guy says, oh, yeah, we can cancel the Delta flight. Just go on Southwest. So I go up there. So then I go back to the lady and say, hey, everything's good. She looks at my ticket and she said, oh, this is a voided ticket. I said, what are you talking about? She said, this ticket was voided on February 28th. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah. I said, February 28th, I flew from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale on this thing. And then I was supposed to fly home today. She goes, you didn't fly on this ticket. I said, yes, I did. And she goes, it's not possible. I said, how did I get here? You know, so she goes, well, I don't know. But she goes, so then she looks at it to try to make some adjustments to it. She goes, this ticket's no good. You can't fly on it. So then I'm like, so then I call back to the travel. Well, the travel agent calls me back and says, hey, I just saw somebody voided your ticket. I said, yeah. She goes, what's going on? I said, well, Southwest said they were going to fly. So I voided it. But now I need you to rebook it. So she gets back online. We can't. It's sold out. I'm like, great. So she's looking at all these other flights, and I go back up because I hear them saying, you know, I'm going to try a different Southwest agent at a different gate, the gate that I was supposed to be flying at. So I went over there, and I showed her my ticket, and she goes, no, you're on this flight. She takes my two tickets, hands me two new boarding passes. She goes, you're good. So I called back to the agent still on the phone, and she goes, what's going on? I said, well, they say I'm good now, so I guess I'm good. So, all right. So I get on the flight. Well, I go up there and tell her, thank you. The agent that first told me that my ticket was voided, she goes, how'd you fix that? She goes, well, it just didn't have this. And I pushed that and gave them new boarding passes. I get on the flight. Everything's good. I think I'm going to stop in Dallas and pick up more passengers and go to Houston and then go back to Tulsa because that's what my flight was originally. So usually they say three passengers stay in your seats until we get a good count. They never said that. And then I heard him say, this flight is ending. And everybody was off except me. I went back and said, hey, I'm supposed to take this plane to Houston. And the lady goes, real nice. She goes, this plane ain't going to Houston. This thing's ending right here. So she goes, go talk to the agent. They were supposed to rebook you. So I went up to the agent and she goes, oh, we can either send you to from Dallas to Denver to Tulsa, or Dallas to Chicago to Tulsa, and get you in at like midnight.
And I said, oh my God.
But I said, there's weather in Chicago and Denver because you guys are sending me messages that flights are being delayed in Denver and Chicago. She said, yeah. I said, why would I want to go up there and get stuck in Chicago or Denver? She goes, well, it probably wouldn't be a very good idea. I said, can't you get me out of here? She goes, well, those are the only two flights I show. So then I said, well, what about tomorrow? And she said, yeah, we can fly you out at 9:40 in the morning. So she changes my ticket and makes it 9:40. So then I call my friend Green Goodrich that lives in Dallas. I said, hey, what are you doing tonight? I'm stranded in Dallas. He goes, well, I'm in Oklahoma City. So I'm like, great. So then I said, hey, maybe I can go to Austin. Well, my son is. So I go back to the Southwest agent and said, hey, since you stranded me in Dallas, if you got a flight, this flight at 6 o'clock goes to Austin. How about if I go down to Austin and instead of flying from Dallas to Tulsa, you can fly me Dallas to Austin, which is a whole lot closer.
Or goes, Dallas to Houston and then Houston to Tulsa.
Yeah, but they can't do that because there's no flights going to Houston. So then I said, so I'm thinking logically, what's the difference of flying from Dallas to Tulsa or Dallas to Austin? You know, Southwest flight, what's the difference? Oh, we can't do that. We'd have to book you a whole new ticket and you'd have to pay for that. I said, I got a vehicle in Austin that I need to get back. I can drive it home. Not that I wanted to this weekend, but at least. She goes, nope, we can't do that. She goes, you can call customer service. So I call customer service. Customer service Southwest. I explained the whole situation. They say,
customer disservice.
No, she was a really nice lady. But she said,
oh.
She's, so she goes, why didn't they put you on the 10, 15 or whatever flight from direct flight from Dallas to Tulsa tonight. I said, there's a 10:15 direct flight? Yeah, she goes, it leaves like at, you know, 9:55. And she goes, why would they be wanting to fly you to Midwest, you know, Chicago and Atlanta? So I said, well, put me on that flight. She goes, okay. So she gets in and she's looking at it and she goes, your ticket's voided. We can't make any changes to it. How did you get to Dallas? I said, on your airplanes. She goes, on this ticket? I said, yeah. And she goes, this doesn't make any sense. So why can't you just move it? She goes, we can move it, but your ticket's no good and it's not going to be taken at the gate. And I should have said, well, hell, it's worked twice already. Why ain't it going to work a third time? You know? And she goes, well, what you need to do is buy a new ticket. I said, okay, how much is a new ticket? $235. I said, I don't care at this point. I'll figure this out next week. But I just want to get home. So she sells me a new ticket. So then I said, now I got two tickets. She goes, yeah, you got one in the morning and that. You need to go tell the agent that you're not going to be at the gate, that you're not going to use that ticket tomorrow. So I go up and I get a different agent this time. She looks at me and goes, you got two tickets, one tonight and one tomorrow. I said, I know. And from there, she's like, what is going on? So I went and explained everything. And she's like, this is crazy. She goes, hold on a second. So she said, I'm voiding the voided ticket. I'm creating a new ticket. I'm refunding your money for your $235. And she said, be at the gate at 9:55. I said, do I get to go home? And she said, maybe. But she's pretty confident. But I'm like, it's been unbelievable. 15 hours.
Yeah, I
won't get home. I'll get home at like, I'll get to Tulsa around 11 o'clock, and then I got to drive home. So hopefully I'll be home by midnight. Hopefully I'll be home on the same day that I took off.
And so where are you now?
I'm in Dallas at Love Field. But, I mean, everybody's been nice, but they don't know what's wrong with the system. So they don't know if the travel agent messed up something when she rebooked me on the Delta and canceled that ticket. But I'm like, but she did that today. Why would it say the 28th? I'm like, what is the deal? You know, how can you cancel a ticket on March the 3rd and say that I never flew from Atlanta to, you know, it's funny. One agent goes, well, that could happen. I said, that I could fly on a voided ticket? He goes, yeah. So I don't know if we ever paid for this ticket or not. And I said, you know, I really don't care, but it's been a horrendous day. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you're in Dallas waiting for your flight to Tulsa.
Yeah. But I went to this pizza place and they have really good pizza.
So when does it take off in Dallas?
I think 9:55.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
So you'll get into Tulsa about 11, right?
Yeah. And then
that means you'll get home about midnight.
Yeah. The good thing is.
And you've been trying to get home since 9 this morning?
Yeah. The good thing is I didn't check my bag. Just imagine if I would have checked my bag. They don't even know where I am. My bag is floating around.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, supposedly, I have flown from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale on the 28th without a ticket. And I've flown from Fort Lauderdale to Dallas without a ticket. And... you know, so we're on a
crazy.
Voided ticket. Yeah.
What's your takeaway from all this?
That, you know, when you got computers and all, when they go screwed up, they get really screwed up. So.
Yeah.
And, but I will say this, the superstar customer service agent in Dallas, she finally just stepped in and said, I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get you home tonight. And we're
that's good.
Yeah. And all the agents have been great, but they just don't know how to fix it. They've made phone calls and they call people and they're like, we don't know. It's you know, but it would be interesting if they ever figure out, you know, my question is, did I ever pay for the ticket to start with?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get a credit on my thing for all of this mess. So either that or I'll end up paying for two tickets and, you know, there's three options out there that I never paid for the ticket at all, or I paid for the ticket and I bought another ticket, so I'll have two tickets I paid for, or I paid for the original ticket and the second ticket I bought gets canceled and I get credit and everything is right like it was supposed to be. So,
oh my gosh.
It's travels with
beef.
Yeah. So,
all right.
But
so you guys, all
Southwest agents,
the
Southwest agents have been really nice. They don't know what's going on with their. It's probably some gremlin inside the computer, but they've had a lot of problems.
I mean, they've had some they've had some problems, you know, with all their canceled flights.
But I will say this: when I was talking to our travel agency at American Express Travel. I was a little bit, you know, just not getting a warm and fuzzy feeling of what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
She was like, she was wanting to cancel my Southwest flight before she booked my Delta flight. And I said, well, don't cancel that until we got a flight booked. So, you know, she may have created all this too. I'm sure some human and some computer screwed this up. But I will say everybody's been really nice and I've stayed calm. Because it wouldn't have done any good. It wouldn't have done any good to get mad and start yelling. So I just smile and say, you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you're a good customer.
Yeah, I'm an A-list. But
you're an A-list customer.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope you make it home by midnight.
You want me to call you?
Not at midnight.
You won't be awake at midnight. You're an old man.
I know. I'm not going to be awake at midnight. So yeah, let me and let all the listeners know tomorrow.
I'll post
how
on
you
Facebook.
Did.
I'll put it on my Facebook page once I get on this airplane.
Yeah.
I'll make a little video or a picture saying I'm coming, but I'm not sure where I'll end up. I'm supposed to go to Tulsa, but you never know.
You could wind up in Albuquerque.
Yeah. You know, I'm just hoping that I don't get on this flight and it goes to Atlanta, or not Atlanta, but to Denver or Chicago.
Right.
And then they say, oh, we're snowed in. You're here for 2 or 3 more days.
Oh, my gosh. Keep us posted.
All right. See you, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Have safe travels. Everything's going to be all right. And we'll talk to you later.
The Scott Townsend Show is a Dietzo Man production. For more episodes, visit the Scott Townsend Show YouTube channel, listen on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The Scott Townsend Show.